while. So if you want to grab some matzah or some crackers or bread and some fruit of the vine and prepare yourself to come to the Lord's table, please, you know, feel free to do that and get ready for that in a while. And my message today is going to be Purim, the Feast of Esther, or the Book of Esther in biblical prophecy. So glad you joined us today, and glad all you folks are here. And I'm sure more folks will be popping in as time goes on. So good to see everybody, and let's worship the Lord.
God overcomes his enemies. Amen. And how God God stands up for Israel in prophetic times, ancient and in the present. So we thank the Lord because he is an overcomer. Amen. And let's bless him today. Let's bring our hearts into the house and let's rejoice with him. Let's bless him. Let's show him how much we love him today. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu adorech Yeshua Mashiach Yeshua. Amen.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God,
King of the universe, who has given us the way of salvation in the Messiah Yeshua. Amen. I shall prostrate myself and bow, bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time, O your abundant righteousness. Answer me with the children of your salvation.
Amen. Okay, we're going to do the Vishamru, which is on the screen. Or it's in your siddur, your purple siddur on page 46, either way. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasot et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. B'nei u'b'nei b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam. Veshamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. Ki sheshet yamim asa Adonai hashmayim v'yet haaretz. Veshamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasot et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam. Uvyom hashvi Shabbat vina fash, Shabbat vina fash, Shabbat vina fash. Veshamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat lasod et ha-shabbat ledorotam barit olam.
The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever.
For in six days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another,
all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord.
Of Jerusalem in Psalm 122, verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper who love thee. Lord, we pray, Shalush, Shalom, Yerushalayim. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord, as we see Iran is trying to build a satellite military state in Syria and weaponize the Golan Heights and even infiltrate the Golan Heights, Lord. We just pray that all the schemes of the enemy will shine a light on their efforts to cross the border and on their rockets, where their launchers are and where their missiles and all their schemes, Lord, that you'll shine a light on their on their evil deeds, Lord. Let their rockets blow up on the launchers. Let them blow up in the fields, Lord. Let them explode in the desert. Let their trucks stall when they go to ram into people, Lord. Let their guns fail. Let them lock up and misfire when they try to shoot people. Let their knives drop out of their hands and when they try to stab people, Lord. And we just give you thanks and praise, Lord, that you strengthen Prime Minister Netanyahu and his government, that you strengthen. We pray for the leaders of Israel and the government, the Knesset. We pray for the generals and the leaders in the IDF and the soldiers, Lord, for wisdom and courage. And most of all, Lord, I pray that you would remove the blinders from their eyes and save your people, Lord. Save your people, Israel. Save them, Lord. Let the blinders fall from their eyes that they may come to know their Messiah. And Lord, I pray also for the American, I pray for our Jewish people here in America, that the blinders will fall from their eyes, that they will come to know and have revelations of the Messiah, that they'll read messianic prophecy, and that they will be saved, Lord, that they will be saved. I pray especially that for my mother, Lord, that she would take it seriously, Lord. You know, we're only given a certain amount of time on this earth to come to know you. And once that time passes, if we don't find you, it's too late. And, you know, the Bible is there. There's more knowledge of you in the world today than there ever was before. So, Lord, we just pray, you know, but you have to stir the hearts of people like you did most of us in this room to read your word, to listen to your word, to seek your face. And bring the take the blinders off the Jewish people, Lord, in this country, and help them to see their Messiah. Wake them up. I pray also for the Messianic leaders, Lord. I pray for Joel Chernoff. I pray for all the leaders of the executive committees, Charlie Kluge, Michael Wolf, and all the leaders, Lord, that you would give them vision, that you would help them to walk in paths of righteousness, not turning to the right or the left, for your name's sake, Lord, that they would walk straight path, Lord, that they would lead with integrity, that they would lead with boldness, that they would lead with truth, and they would lead with mercy. I pray also, Lord, that you would give them vision, and that they would be fathers to the other rabbis and leaders, that they would father, you know, those who are our elders would father us, Lord. We have your word says, for we have many teachers, but we have few fathers. And Lord, I pray also for the sick among them, that you heal them, those rabbis that are sick today, and that you just anoint them with boldness to preach boldly the word of God, and heal their people, minister to their flocks. I pray in the name of Yeshua, our Messiah, Lord. Amen. of us wouldn't be here today. And the Messiah wouldn't have come. Nobody would be saved if it wasn't for Esther. Amen. You know that? You wouldn't be saved if they had succeeded in destroying the Jews. Because the Persian Empire controlled Israel. So Israel was part of the realm that was ordered to destroy the Jews. You know that. So they would have destroyed all the Jews. There would have been no Messiah. Nobody would have Christ. I wouldn't be here. We'd all be lost. Amen. We'd be a bunch of barbarians. We'd all be Vikings with horns on our heads. You know, we'd have helmets with horns instead of yarmulkes. Now, you could get horns on your yarmulke if you wanted to, but that's up to you.
I might be called Helga or something.
And you might be Helga. Thank God. Thank God for Esther. Seriously. We love you, Lord. Thank you for what you did for us. What's next, buddy?
Shema.
Shema? Okay.
I'll stand for the Shema.
Find it here. Okay. Shema ובכל מאודיך והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבביך ושינתם לבניך ודיברת בם בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך ובשכפך ובקומך וקשרתם להיות על ידיך והיו לטוטפות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובשעריך.
Hear, O Lord, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might. And have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and you shall be frontless between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house, upon your gates. Amen.
In case you were wondering, that's what I said in Hebrew. Some folks may not know that, you know. I want to welcome everybody. Shabbat Shalom, all those who came in a little late. Welcome. And Shabbat Shalom, folks joining us on the internet. God bless you today. Welcome you to our service. Hope you enjoy it. And if you're looking for a Messianic congregation and you live in a faraway place and you don't have one, you're welcome to join with us. And if you have friends and you want to get together in your living room and partake with us each week, that's fine, wherever you're at. We know there's folks out in the mountains that want to do that, want to have a Messianic congregation. They call me all the time, and there isn't one for 100 miles. So one thing you can do is invite your friends over and just kind of worship with us on Saturdays on Shabbat, and it's a solution for you. That's kind of why we did it. And for folks who are at home and can't get out, and we love you, we know, we just want to say hello to the Philippines and Buzz and Linda down there in South Carolina, and a lot of folks who just can't get up here, and maybe the Moors, and a lot of just folks who just can't get here. We do this for you too. So God bless you all, and Shabbat Shalom. Okay, I'm going to ask Robert and William if they'd like to carry the Torah today. And Greg, would you open the ark for us? There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations.
The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless us with peace today. Who wants peace? Raise your hand. Who wants shalom? Just let's all say, Lord, give us shalom.
Shalom. Give us shalom. Thank you.
Go out with joy and be the Lord with peace.
Somebody else wants to care.
ben Saharom Bayem Moshe Kuna Adonai Vifutsu Oivecha Vienusu Misanecha Mipanecha Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah Ki Mitzion Tetze Torah Udavar Adonai mi Yerushalayim Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah Le'amo Yisrael Vihikdushato.
When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered,
and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
Amen. Okay. Got a lady today. Ya'amod Dina bat Conrad. Baruch et Adonai Hamvorach.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Yolam Va'ed.
Baruch Adonai Hamvorach Yolam Va'ed.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher bachar banu mikol amim Ve'natan lanu et Torato. Baruch Adonai Notein HaTorah. Amen.
Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah.
Amen.
Amen. All right, you may be seated, and we're going to pass out some the special tools for this week's Torah portion. It's not actually the Torah portion. We're going to recite the Megillah, not the whole Megillah, but a condensed version of the Megillah, which is the story of Esther. And so we're going to pass out some things. This is going to be a fun Torah portion, guys. We're supposed to have fun and have a few laughs. So we're passing out some things here.
Noisemakers.
Noisemakers. Okay, we're going to make noise. Everybody, can you make noise? All right.
But the kind of noise you make here, and when she mentions the name of Haman, you want to go boo.
Okay, we're going to instruct everybody. We've got some things we're going to say, and Miss Madonna is going to come up here and help us to know when to do. But the main thing is when you hear Haman. Okay, we're going to make it known that we do not approve of Haman, okay? He is not welcome here. So as soon as we get the noisemakers, because we're going to make plenty of noise, amen? And we're going to break that spirit of silence. It was silence that brought the Holocaust, amen? Wasn't it? Was it silence? It was silence. People knew what to do, but they didn't say anything. So we're going to break the silence. Because it's important that we say something when God says to stand up for him. Amen? All right, so Miss Madonna, if you'll come forward, she's got she's passing out. Okay. And so I'll just say one. What's that? Oh, she's passing out. So Purim is a fun time, and a lot of places around the world there's going to be plays, and usually the plays and the dramas are comedy. Okay, it's a time for comedy. It's a time for children to have fun, and so you can go on the internet and probably see some of the things that are going on. Also another thing that we do at Purim is that we go and we give treats and portions. It says in the Bible that God established this particular holiday, and it's one of the few holidays that was added to what was already in the Torah. And it says that from that day forward, Purim was celebrated throughout all the generations, and God commanded it. So we're just continuing throughout all generations, amen, to celebrate what God commanded and to remember that he delivers his people. He always does, but this is a special story about Esther. So I'm going to turn it over to Miss Diane, and she's going to read the story, and Miss Madonna's going to help us. And after that, we're going to have a special song from the children. So children, you guys get ready. As soon as we're done with the story, okay, we're going to come up here and we're going to sing a song for everybody. All right.
The story starts with a beauty contest in which Esther is chosen to be the new queen. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen. During that time, the Jews lived peacefully in the Persian, which is modern-day Iran, land. Mordecai,
yay,
was a descendant of King Saul, an advisor to the king, and Esther's cousin. Esther was raised by Mordecai. He advised Esther not to tell the king she was of Hebrew descent. The villain of the story is Haman. An arrogant, treacherous, egotistical advisor to the king. Haman demanded all the king's servants bow down to him. But Mordecai would not. Haman was full of jealousy and bitterness, a descendant of the Jew-hating tribe of Amalek. Haman devised his scheme to solve the Jewish problem once and for all by annihilating every Jew. Haman told the king, "There's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people. Neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them." Haman convinced powerful Ahasuerus.
God bless you.
Also known as Xerxes, that the Jews did not keep his laws and they should not be wiped out. By lottery, the day was chosen for the Jews to die. Haman suggested that anyone who killed a Jew would be rewarded by keeping the victim's property. People responded well to this anti-Semitism. It was decreed that all the Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day were to be annihilated on the 13th day of the 12th Hebrew month, Adar. Mordecai, clothed himself in sackcloth and ashes and went out into the midst of the city. He turned to repentance and urged the rest of the Jews to do likewise. Then he sent Esther to come to the king to beseech him and plead with him for her people. The first thing she did was to tell Mordecai to go and gather all the Jews, and they should fast for me and neither eat nor drink for 3 days and nights. In addition, Esther included herself. "I also will fast likewise." On the third day, Esther went uninvited to the king's royal throne, taking her life in her hands. Queen Esther found grace and favor in his sight. The king asked Esther, "What wilt thou, Queen Esther, And what is thy request? It shall be given thee to the half of the kingdom. Esther answered, if it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. The king agreed. That day Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate. Again, Mordecai did not bow down to Haman. Haman was enraged. He and his wife devised a plot to have the king order Mordecai hanged. He gave the instructions for special gallows to be constructed for Mordecai's death. That evening, the king could not sleep. He sent for his court records and through them found out that Mordecai had never been repaid for saving his life. The king decided to honor Mordecai. At the evening of the banquet, the king again asked Esther, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Esther answered, my petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king hath said. The king was aware that Esther was willing to die in order to bring a request to him, and he was willing to grant her request. He would know that it was a most serious request. This also accounts for him repeating his question at the two banquets. He knew that she would not have risked death just to invite him to dinner. The king and Haman came to the second banquet with Esther, the queen. And the king said again, what is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed even to the half of the kingdom. Esther then exposed Haman. As the king's adversary and enemy, and besought the king to spare the Jewish people. The king was full of rage. He commanded Haman to be hanged at the gallows made for Mordecai. Neither Esther nor the Jewish people sat around waiting for God to send his angels, but rather trusting in God to answer the prayer, they acted boldly. In both cases, we do see an expression of the humility of men, not being willing to trust their own strength, but imploring God for help. The community was also involved in the prayer. The law decreeing the Jews to be killed could not be canceled. So the king gave a new decree that the Jews were now allowed to defend themselves when attacked. Therefore, the day that was to be destruction became a day of deliverance. Because of Mordecai's and Esther's loyalty and devotion, the entire Jewish nation was saved. The Jews were showed their devotion for throughout the duration of the year. Not one single Jew chose to convert, even to save his life. The Jewish people had shown their character. They had earned the right to leave exile, to return to the Holy Land, and to rebuild the temple. The king gave his ring, which he had taken from Haman. To Mordecai.
Yay!
And Mordecai became the king's chief minister.
Yay!
Mordecai.
Yay!
Declared this rescue would be called Purim, to be celebrated each year.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Thank you, Miss Diane. Everybody give a big round of applause to Miss Diane. Isn't she lovely? And Miss Madonna, and all the other Esthers of our age. It's the day of women, where God uses women in great ways. Amen. For the deliverance of His people, and this is one of the great stories of the women in the Bible, and Esther is a great example of how we should be before Him. So. But Mordecai is really the hero of the story, and right there alongside with Esther. And so we're just, you know, Rabbi's going to teach a little bit more about that. But meanwhile, I'm going to ask all the kids to come up. You guys have all been practicing this song, so I want you guys all to come up. And Wendell, if you'll help with the mics, and let's line up like we practiced, guys. I'm going to use this Joe's stand. Are the words up here, Joe? Okay. Well, I don't want it to get messed up.
Here's the words.
Where's Xavier? Xavier, come on.
Chandler, come on.
All right.
Chandler, don't hide.
Come on, Xavier. All right, come on. Who had mine?
I'm a big kid helping them, okay? All right.
Now you're too little, have it.
Okay, guys. John, there's your words. Go ahead, John. Go ahead. Now we give it to you. You got it? Come on, baby. Ready? Ready? Here we go.
Love.
Great job, kids.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And nice reading, Diane. Thank you. And Wendell, you were a trooper. Big kid. Who's the big kid in the back? Vezod HaTorah Asher Samoshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael Al Pi Adonai Yad Moshe. And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel
at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand.
Amen.
Is a tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old. Amen. All right. You may be seated. And please turn the levels back to whatever they were, because I think maybe they got changed a little bit for the kids. Okay, go ahead.
Well, first, we're going to give announcements, but I just want to welcome everybody. And first, I want to welcome Jennifer Kennedy is here with us today. And Jennifer, who do you have with you today? Well, I'm sorry? Victoria Stevens, your son's girlfriend. That's David's girlfriend? Okay, welcome. Where are you both from? Tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from
Greenville, South Carolina. All right. There's more going on there than here. How about you, Jennifer? Where are you from? Elizabethton. All right. There's more going on here than Elizabethton. But not a whole lot. Still a nice place to be from. All right, who else is visiting with us today? We have any first timers? Who's that in the way back there? Is that David and Vicki Peters?
Woo!
David, who do you have with you today? Would you boys stand up so everybody can see you?
Yay! Woo!
We've been praying for you guys for ever since you left. We include you in our kids' prayers. We've missed you. All right, it's good to have you back today.
Amen. It's good to see you guys. Thanks for coming. And we've got the Passamonte family there. And want to welcome you, Tom. It's good to have you with us. And would you introduce your children to us and tell everybody where you guys are from? Okay. We won't say that you said that when she comes in. But thank you. Good to have you guys with us. Yeah. And I see Nicholas Modiford. Nicholas, our world traveler.
Yeah.
Where are you living these days, Nicholas? In the car, okay. Well, you said something about Georgia lately. Savannah, was it? Or?
Yeah, I came from
Savannah. Man, I hope it must be a big car because you're a big dude. And we have Ray Gantz is with us. Haven't seen Ray in a few weeks. Welcome back, Ray. It's Welcome Back Ray Day. Hallelujah. And there's our friend Fred Middleton. Nice to see you, Fred. Praise the Lord. Did I miss anybody?
Peters.
I got the Peters. You get the Peters again. All right, Don.
All right, praise the Lord. Just a few announcements. First, the big announcement is that we're going to have lunch today. And as Rabbi tweeted or whatever we call it, is it texted out?